In my teenage years, what I did was, you know, and I guess I can say this now, I fell in love with the saxophone. Larry Gossett's father was the guru for music. They'd have these parties, and I heard some of the greatest music. I don't care if it was jazz, country, western, that I'd ever heard in my life. But I heard the saxophone. And there was something about that that I said, I'm going to play that. So I was in bands, and that's what guys did around here. We played for the Masons. We played for the YMCAs. We played for the high schools. We played for the cabarets. Oh, we played. We also got to the point where we could go in places like the 410 Supper Club and Black and Tan. Those were the big clubs. Just up the street here from where we are now. That used to be the Blue Post Tavern. There were several Blue Post Taverns. And we played in those Blue Post Taverns. And I wasn't old enough to be in there, but I'd be in there. I didn't have to work a job. I played music. I made real money. That's why I kept doing it. I had a car. My dad didn't buy me a car. I had an apartment. So I played music. Something about Seattle where the music scene was always that way, you know. But it was very segregated because Seattle was very segregated.